We've been reporting three dead, at least four injured in a mass shooting early this morning in the Beverly Crest neighborhood of Los Angeles. And for more, we're joined by reporter Natalie Tavidian with our Odyssey sister station KNX in Los Angeles, who's been covering the story. Natalie, what's the latest on this?
Yeah, Dan, just to set the scene for you, this is a pretty pristine area of L.A. up on a hill, big homes. Detectives are out here. LAPD tells me that they received several 911 calls coming in at 2:30 this morning, and they just confirmed that there was some sort of party going on here. So when they arrived to the scene, three people pronounced dead at the scene, four others taken to nearby hospitals. Two of them drove themselves, two were taken in. So seven victims altogether. Again, three dead, four in a hospital, two are in critical condition. And what they're just confirming right now is that this is not an active shooter situation. I just asked police if people in the community should be concerned, and that's what that means, that they shouldn't be concerned. But they don't have any information on a suspect as of right now. And we're just waiting to learn a little bit more about the victims, too. We don't really know much. They're waiting for the coroner's office for that. Age, gender, we haven't learned any of that yet. And Dan, again, right now, they're going door to door to see if they can see any surveillance footage or piece together exactly how this all started.
Yeah, I was going to ask, so they don't know if this was like a high school or a college party, or if, you know, adults were having a get together or anything like that at this point. Then.
Nothing, no information on age, gender, nothing like that. But they did just confirm that there was some sort of a gathering or a party going on when this all started.
All right, Natalie, we appreciate the update, and we'll have more as we get new information as well. That is reporter Natalie Tavidian with KNX in Los Angeles, who's covering that story for us.